listener production.
Coming up on Footy Talk for you Thursday, get comfy wherever you are. Heath Shaw in studio previewing a massive weekend of footy, including the big clash between Collingwood and Carlton Friday night. Plus, a special guest, the Zoo, Cam Zerha, here talking all things football, contracts and what he does off field. This is the Footy Talk podcast coming up next. Yes, hello and welcome to Footy Talk for you Thursday. Heath Shaw in studio, as always, previewing a massive weekend of footy. Have a go at this. We got 6 v 10th Carlton Collingwood, 2nd v 3rd Sydney v GWS, 4th v 1st Melbourne and Geelong, and a couple of other supplementary games, including the showdown over in Adelaide that will be.
And the Q Clash.
And the Q Clash. The showdown.
There is actually some big games tonight.
Yeah. But the biggest game of all, in this man's opinion, Church Hill v...
I don't know.
You are back on the footy field, Heather.
Yeah.
Well, what are you doing?
Nah, it's like, it's one of those things, you thought it was a good idea at the time, but I haven't played a game yet this year and I've really enjoyed having weekends off. But I'm back. I'm back this week.
And with Stephen Milne?
Yep, Stevie Milne's playing up forward. He rang me the other day. He goes, how are we getting down there? I said, I don't know, I'm getting a helicopter. I don't know what you're doing down at Gippsland. But no, I'm actually looking forward to it. I love having a kick of the footy, but it's just like the commitment week in, week out. So yep. I'm glad I don't have to do that.
Well, a one-off game will be good for you if you are in the area. Get along. Watch Heater do his thing down there in sunny Gippsland. Hopefully it is a good day because otherwise you'll be very cold. There is a massive weekend of footy coming up though, and we're going to cast our eye forward to tomorrow night. It is Collingwood v Carlton. This could not set up any better. 95,000 plus. The Blues going pretty well, albeit a loss to the Cats on the weekend. Lose no admirers there. The Pies, still a bit of a question mark. How bloody good?
What did you say? It was 10th versus
6th v 10th.
Yeah, you wouldn't have thought that at the start of the year, would you?
You wouldn't.
These two
teams. Well, you might have, but
position.
Probably in the reverse order.
Yeah, so it'll be a good game and it'll be an interesting game because I think Carlton was sort of going along okay, winning games without sort of doing it convincingly. And then last week, same sort of thing. They could have lost by 50 points.
They could have, but they also could have kicked straight and won.
Yeah, but they could have lost by 50 points. And then the Pies, as we saw early on, struggling, but then they found their mojo a little bit. And a classic on Anzac Day, hold them in good stead for this week. And I'm looking forward to the game because if the Pies lose, might struggle top four.
Yeah. If the Pies lose, the Blues' premiership credentials go up another notch.
Yeah, and if Carlton lose, then they drop back to the pack.
They sort of, yeah.
And they're not the team they were last year. So it will be a cracking game. There won't be many seats left now, I wouldn't have thought.
It's going to be a brilliant, massive crowd. And as we always say, footy is better when the Pies and Carlton are going well. And when Essendon and Richmond are going well as well, but we don't like them, it's better for Collingwood and Carlton.
Yeah, oh, definitely. But it's, no doubt your phone would have been ringing off the hook. Have you got some tickets, man? Yeah, I mean, you need six.
Everyone needs tickets. Or have you got a spot in a corporate box? Pies do need to shore up their midfield, though. That has been a strength of theirs for a long period of time. Contested ball, their ability to win clearance. They got smacked against the Bombers. Minus 17 in clearance, minus 9 in centre clearance. So just handing field position, a lot of that early on in the game, and minus 21 in contested possession. If they serve up that rubbish again this weekend, the Blues will tear them apart with the strength through the midfield.
Was it the ruckman or was it the midfielders?
It was the midfield.
A little bit of
They just
both.
Got beaten everywhere.
Yeah.
Spread from the sausages, as you like to say.
Yeah, so it's won and lost in the midfield. We all know that. And both teams have got good midfield. I think Carlton's is better.
Yep.
Like the depth is deeper. Because if Carlton do that, what they did last week, what Essendon did last week to Collingwood, and you're getting it in inside 450 to Kerno, Mackay, to Koning and all these
She's
guys.
Near on game over.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's tough. I think Collingwood's back line isn't that great and can be tested, and you're going to be tested against the two key form forwards in the comp.
Absolutely. It's all shapes up to be a cracker, because we know that the Pies will find a way. Craig McRae's so good at creating any sort of narrative. And we've seen this in the past. Games like Brisbane earlier on in the year where they were slightly underdone, not playing their best footy, they go up and find a way to win all in and around that contest stuff. And for the Blues, I think all the trepidation around what they've done previously and their ability to put in a real shit one from time to time, I feel that's almost gone, and we need to start treating them with more respect. Certainly from my point of view, the trauma from years past is still a little bit there, but they're starting to win even the most glued-on supporters back over on trust.
I don't think Collingwood can give up 6 goals in the first quarter.
They can't. That's back-to-back weeks.
That's for sure. So they probably have to change that part of it. And I think you're right. Like, the difference between Carlton's best and worst was humongous, and now that gap is definitely lessened. So big game there. Big
Who
games.
Wins? Give me a winner.
I'll say Carlton, as much as it hurts.
Yeah, me too.
But if you're tipping with your head, which I don't do very often, that's why I never win the tips. You go Carlton, just purely based on that midfield into forward line. Yeah. And Collingwood, DeGoey's out, that's another one. Mitchell's going to be out as well. So there's the depth of the midfield tested right there.
Elliott's hanger on Anzac Day.
Yeah, nice.
One of the all times?
I don't know. People were saying that.
Did you see the clip that Collingwood put up of all the marks over the years?
Yeah,
I used to take 3 of them a season.
I know. I was like, when I saw that saying, like, all time, I'm like, all time? I don't know.
Bit of a stretch, but it was a bloody good mark.
It was a
bloody good game as well. Tonight's game, the showdown. I'm about to fly over to Adelaide to bring this one. Showdown 55. Have a guess at the split.
55.
So 54 have been played.
26.
What?
20.
Oh, my goodness. This is happening in real time. 27 apiece. Bipty-bipty.
Isn't that impossible?
What? 54 have been played.
You said 55.
This is showdown 55. It hasn't been played yet.
That's why it got me out. Because although you said showdown 55, you can't get half of 55.
Oh, my goodness. 27 and a half. Well, imagine if it's a draw.
If they had
all things lead to the draw. My goodness.
Yeah, let's do that.
Port Adelaide, they come out of the win against St Kilda, but they lose Alirelia, Sam Pepper, and big question marks about Connor Rosie. If they play him, they're stupid because he'll tear a hammy off the bone. He's one of their most important players. Adelaide are going along better than we think.
Adelaide. Yeah, I think Adelaide will win. And it's purely based on injuries, and the form is a lot better than it was earlier in the year.
I love that. And well done to Rory Sloane as well. 255 games, all Australian, two-time best and fairest winner, but one of the best blokes in footy.
Oh, I don't know. I've only met him a few times.
Okay, well, I've met him a lot. He's going to be a cracker. We'll fast forward, just have a quick look at a couple of the other games. Sydney v GWS, the Battle of the Bridge, the Battle of the Tunnel, Bondi v
Blacktown.
Blacktown, yeah, that's where looking for something that started with B. Who's winning and why?
Giants. You got ins of Taylor, Cornelio Green after beating Brisbane last week. It's pretty handy ins. Sydney going along really well, but they have their patches, the Swans. Mm. They have their patches where they just lose their way a little bit. So I think with the Giants, you can't afford to do that.
You know I'm a numbers guy. Sydney against Hawthorn, -5 in the clearance, -18 contested possession.
Don't do that.
So they've just
the
won that on talent. And GWS against the Lions, +16 contested possession, 15 marks inside forward 50, and kept Joe Danaher to 0 goals 1 and Eric 0 goals 1.
That's why I picked the Giants.
Comprehensive there. And the other big game that I cannot wait for, Saturday night, the Triple MCG, Melbourne taking on Geelong.
Who do you think will win this?
I'm going to tip Melbourne because I just think Geelong have to put in a subpar performance at some point. It's so hard when you've been up for so long to continue to do what you've done. Jeremy Cameron's on fire. We know that they're going along beautifully. I don't know. I'm just leaning towards Melbourne. And that's more, you know, the potential of Geelong playing a crap one rather than form.
Yeah, well, it is an interesting one because same sort of thing. They've won games without dominated most of them. Last week was they went to sleep for 20-odd minutes and Carlton got back in the game. They could have actually flogged them. So you don't know with whether they actually have the opportunity or have the option of putting in an average one because they're going that well. Based on no particular thought, I'll go with Geelong.
I like it. That's the sort of analysis that we love to come from you. You put your head, finger-deep analysis, as Ross Lyon says that. It is a massive weekend of footy coming up, and one of the interesting games is North Melbourne taking on the Saints Saturday afternoon. Up next, the star spearhead forward, the man they call the Zoo the Bull, Cam Zerha, in studio. Welcome back to Footy Talk, and as we teased off the top, in studio, the man they call the Bull Heath, Cam Zerha, is here. The Bull Zoo. How
one
are you,
thing
buddy?
You would never call was a bull, that's for sure, Daz. You were like a little whippet when you got drafted. This guy, he was built like that when he first got drafted.
He was built like that when he was born, apparently.
Oh, God. Hey, lads, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I don't know about coming out of the womb built like this, but it took a while.
You are a good size, though. We watch you on the footy field and we go, geez, he goes hard. I saw you there. I was like, holy shit.
Mate, I get told that I look smaller on TV than I look than in the real life.
By whom?
Just random fans.
Yeah, okay.
Well, it's not in the record because we're not allowed to put weights in the record these days. But how much do you weigh? Like pure muscle, obviously. How much?
92.
Yeah, see, there's the difference. I'm 94.
Swanee was 93, 94, but that was a little bit of fat when he was playing.
Give or take, you know, by the end of the year, winter layers.
Drifts a little bit.
Pasty white tan, winter layers, and a white and light blue. At least you got the stripes.
No.
That's something. You mentioned your fans. How is the world at North Melbourne at the moment? We'll touch on it briefly. Yeah. There's no hard-hitting stuff, but...
It's obviously difficult at the moment. But there is glimpses of hope and, just the young talent that we've got at the club is pretty impressive. The way they go about it is pretty impressive. Everyone's been professional. All those kids just come in so professional nowadays. But yeah, it's obviously a hard time being at the club and, but the way the players and the staff go about it, you really couldn't tell that they've lost six or seven in the row, whatever it is. But it's a good environment down there. It's definitely upbeat. So
that's good.
Good place to be.
There's a
positive.
Big show this week.
Absolutely, against the Saints.
I reckon.
Get the dub.
Yeah,
big chance. Saints are ready to.
Yeah, they're
primed
like,
for the picking.
I reckon they're on the cliff, and someone's just got to knock them off because they've been like they were treading water, and then the last 2 weeks they're like nah. So I reckon the Kangas.
Who
get
do you
this
get
week.
When you play the Saints? Jimmy Webster, is he back?
He wouldn't even look at the opposition, mate. He just rocks up.
Is he? Well, he had a 9-month holiday for absolutely shit mix and Jason
Kenn. I know. So it'd be interesting if he comes back straight back in the side. But, I guess we'll see. Jimmy Webster, maybe.
Somebody. Doesn't care. Kick four, kick five.
I think they'll take anyone, St Kilda, at the moment.
What about outside of footy? We know footy is a part of the modern-day
player.
Can
we talk about footy like on-field first?
Oh, sorry. I was going to move on.
We don't want to talk about his contract. I don't care what the answer to that. But, the pressure around contracts these days.
In general.
In general.
Not just your own.
Not just yours. It's, outrageous.
The speculation.
They're telling Cam here to make a decision on the rest of his life, within a short period of time. And he's got the pressure from, obviously, club, fans, all this stuff. Do you think there's too much to it?
I do. Do you think there is?
There is. There is a lot of pressure. And it's around seven. So much can change between now and the end of the season. It is my life. It is the rest of my life, probably. And there's a lot of pressure on you. I'm pretty good. I try to keep footy and my life pretty separate. Got off socials for a bit and feel so much better.
How bad is socials for the current player? I got it. I only just got back on Twitter or now X. It's unrelenting.
It's shocking. It's it's just not real life, to be honest. But yeah. It's obviously got its positives and negatives, but at the moment for me, the negatives are more, so just got off socials.
Do you think
a bit.
There's not enough players in the media sticking up for other players? Lots of players, and especially ex-players as well. A lot of the ex-players now are trying to find an angle or definitely. Be the one who has the crack rather than just saying, hey, sit down. You know how hard it is. You should know how hard it is.
Yeah, Cornsy especially.
That's where I was going.
He just loves to whack players, but that's his job. He gets paid to do that.
The narrative, you clipped Jason Horne-Francis on the way out, and fair enough, he left a club that he got drafted to and whatever.
That was good. good quality banter there. Yeah. Like, that was like people.
And that's
like,
being honest.
They were waiting for the next part. Like, yeah.
It was friendly banter, and yeah. then it just got blown out of proportion like every single other story does. So that's just the reality of social media. You can't really say anything now. Can't have too much of a voice or someone will bring you down.
You can't have too much fun. If you smile after a game and pretend to dive on the ball like Sam Draper, you're an idiot. Yeah. If you don't give anything, you're an idiot. It's a lose-lose.
But then everyone always says you play your best footy when you're having fun.
That's correct.
So that doesn't make much sense.
But you can't have too much fun.
Okay, so there's a real fine line.
There's a bloody fine line in everything, Heath.
So we talk about, like, his contract. He wants to stay at the Kangaroos, right?
Yeah.
And so, like, no player really wants to go and leave and go to, like, another club because correct. You have to sort of start again unless the club doesn't want you, e.g.,
you and me.
You and me.
I still got size 11 size footprint in the middle of my spine. And everyone said I left for cash.
And that's what
I got booted up to Princess Park.
I left for cash. Yeah. I got booted and left for cash at the same time.
I caught the cash as I was getting booted.
Yeah, what I'm saying is, like, no one wants to leave. It's like no one wants to change schools because then you have to start all over again. And you've got, like, he's got obviously really close mates there and all the above. But at some point you have to make a decision on your career.
And that's it. And it's,
no one likes losing.
You know the stupid thing is, though, every person in the street, if you said, all right, you're going to do the exact same job and at a better place and you're going to get more opportunity and you're going to get paid more, every person in the street would go, see you later, workplace, I'm going up the road for the same thing and more cash.
Or you could be closer to home as well.
Exactly. Anyway, we could go on about this for hours and hours. The good thing about social media is the opportunity to showcase what you do outside of footy.
Yeah.
You love your cooking.
Do love cooking. Massive part of my life, I guess. It's one of those things where I can just put my phone down, no distractions, cook for 2-3 hours. And, my big thing is just, like, I love feeding mates and get guys over for dinner. And, I just really enjoy the happiness that it brings people food.
It actually does.
Yeah.
I love food. Food and wine.
We know that, yeah.
How's your contract, you bastard?
What's the specialty? Because everyone's got a specialty. What is your specialty? What is the thing that you love cooking the most and what do you think you're the best at?
I can cook a mean brisket.
Ooh. Like a long, like slow cooked.
Yeah, we're talking like 24-hour smoke. I can do a good porchetta from scratch.
Ooh.
I've got this Argentinian grill that I'm using at the moment, and it's just it's called a Pig and Pilgrim. Shout out to them. Basically, you cook over wood and, vegetables to meat to fish. It's pretty high tech.
What's
good.
The origin of Zerha?
It's Dutch.
Dutch.
Mum's Scottish. Dad's from Holland, I guess.
Yeah, Dutchess land. Any cooking in...
Nah, mum's a really good cook. Yep. Obviously, growing up, got fed really well, hence the size.
Lots of protein, obviously.
Yeah. Lots of protein.
Chicken steak for breakfast, chicken for lunch, and sticking and shake.
Sticking and shake for dinner. It's a new one. There you go. Try that one.
Yeah, I'll try that one. I moved over here 8 years ago now, so I've been in Melbourne a lot of my life, and I'm either ordering Uber Eats and getting fat, or I'm making food for myself at home, and... kind of chose that and loved it now. Cook for mates. I've two housemates that I feed.
Who you got?
Bit. No one from the club.
Oh, not footy
players?
Perth
boys.
Oh, they would love it. How good's that? That's dangerous.
So it's good fun. And, during pre-season, it's a lot better because you're going to get the boys over for frothies, have a steak, have a whatever you want to cook, really. Yeah, it's good.
Nice one. You're also an avid golfer.
I am. I've been... I just signed up at Commonwealth.
Oh, so. What a great golf course.
Do you like that, Dan?
Yeah,
are you a member there?
I am a member.
Oh, well done. Yeah, you should play together, you guys.
Come to Rosebud and Moona as well. We'll take you all around the world.
So, I do love golf. Not that flash at it.
What's your handicap?
I'm off 13 at the moment.
Okay.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
That's pretty good. It's not 7, but it's all right.
I'm getting there. It's hard to get games in. Like,
yeah,
especially
this time
of year. You're
bloody
sore after a game. Last thing I want to do is walk 18. So.
Best golfer at the Kangas?
Steve-O, Jaden Simpson. Yeah. He's off 5 at the moment.
He's coming to Commonwealth as well.
Yeah, he is. Yeah. Don't know how accurate that 5 is. Could be.
You're always one of those.
Are you a bit of a roaring lob, is it? Hey, your words, not mine. Yeah, you're good mates with Nick Larkey.
I am. Yeah.
One. Shit, he's a very good player. But two, how good are his impersonations? We saw the one with Damien Barrett.
I know, and that we're talking about getting blown out of proportion as well.
Damien Barrett loved that. For hand on the record, I sent it to him in our midweek rub chat, He couldn't have been more impressed with it, and he loved the fact that he actually took the piss out of him.
I thought he was having a cry, I reckon. After he released something else, didn't he, on the AFL?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, sliding doors or something. He wasn't happy.
Well, I think it was meant to be sort of in jest whatever his response was, because he took it really well. I thought it was genuinely piss funny.
Yeah, he's really good. He's done some good ones over time, some previous coaches.
Has he got a Clarko in him?
He will get there.
That'll come out on Mad Monday. Sure, and when he doesn't play round one and two next year, you know how good it was.
He picks up like quotes of like what coaches says really well. Like they always repeat obviously some things, and yeah, he really picks them up and tells them to.
Well, at least the coaches know he's listening. That's one.
Do you remember Banger Harvey's great one?
Yeah.
Pair up in
twos, threes, you know the drill.
Twos, threes, you know the drill. Pair up in threes.
Well, don't worry, we struggled with that drill too.
What about your tats?
Mm.
Is this a generational thing that you're sick of explaining, like a lot of what we've talked about today? The younger kids understand that tats are cool. The older people go, why would you get stickers all over yourself?
I guess, yeah. You know, I guess in 30 years, when I'm, I don't know, 50, you'll probably be able to remove them like that, won't you?
That was Swanee's mentality.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
But you obviously enjoy it.
That's... I do have a fair few.
Where do you go?
I go to this, he's done pretty much every single one of my tattoos. He's just outside of Chadstone, yeah.
Any particular theme you're going with? Because Swanee started off with a theme and then it went out the window.
Yeah, mine are a lot of cartoons, mainly. No colour, just black and white.
Yeah.
Just stickers.
Just stickers, yeah.
Yours, Dale?
No theme.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, no, I've got Love Hearts, Natasha, a snake from the jungle, a pirate's head because I had
What's
to cover
the theme
up
there?
Yeah, I don't know. Bad mistake. No. I joke. We will touch on footy for a little bit, just in case Natasha's listening. She is an avid listener of the Footy Talk podcast. The Saints this weekend, a big opportunity again presents under the lid at Marvel.
Massive.
The new showcase game too, the mid-afternoon game on a Saturday.
Is that showcase on?
I think it is. Last week got some big numbers.
Yeah.
Oh,
talk to us. Excitement levels?
Yeah, very excited. Massive chance. We obviously, first four rounds of the year was the top four sides of the competition. So it was definitely going to be a hard 4 weeks. But now we're coming into, we've kind of found our feet. There's always positives in our games that we play. And you got to take them. Obviously, we're not winning. We're not winning at the moment. And the scores aren't great. But, there's lots of positives to take out of our games and we can see some light. So, fingers crossed we can knock off Saints this week.
Your coach this weekend,
yep.
As in your, like, you are their coach, what would you what would you say to the boys? Like, I'm not saying your coach. What would you say? What would be the one thing you'd say that you want from the boys or the one sort of tactical thing that you would go into this game with?
I just want us to compete hard at the footy. I think it's all won in the contest. And stoppages, that's probably our main thing at the moment. And I just want us to compete 100% and put everything out there on the field.
Put the ball in the middle maybe?
Whoa.
In the stoppages?
Well, to be honest, nah, just kick it forward.
Put it near me, I'll do the rest.
I'll do the rest.
Put it near me or near Nick.
Nick,
yeah.
Probably near Nick. I'll just be at his feet all day. It'll be nice.
Very nice.
No, well, we thank you very much for coming in. We wish you all the best and your footy club for the rest of the year and whatever else happens in your life. We appreciate you. You're one of the good guys of the AFL.
Master Chef.
He'll be on that soon. He'll be on the golf show. He'll be doing everything. We love the man. Zoot, thanks so much for coming in.
Perfect. Thanks, guys. Cheers.
This has been the Footy Talk podcast for you Thursday. Abby and Jack will be back on Monday to unpack all the action from the weekend. If you're listening on Spotify, hit the bell and be notified when a new episode drops. Have yourselves a wonderful weekend. Listener.